Blog Talk Radio. Love and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, We're going to take a quick break here and get ourselves started for this journey. And that was We're a Winner by The Impressions. That's old school, but that certainly sets the mood for tonight because we're all winners on this show. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuned in to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call and chat on air with us if you'd like. Call in and talk with us at 516-531-9819.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
So today is December the 1st and is recognized globally as World AIDS Day. The World Health Organization, or WHO, established the annual observation in 1980 as a way to offer communities the chance to unite to fight against the HIV/AIDS stigma and to commemorate those who have lost the battle with AIDS and also show support for those who are still living with the disease. Though new HIV infections have fallen by 35% and AIDS-related deaths have fallen by 24% since 2000, HIV continues to be a major global public health issue, claiming hundreds of thousands of lives a year. That's according to WHO, or the World Health Organization. This year's theme for World AIDS Day 2015 in the United States is The Time to Act Is Now. It demonstrates the urgent need for action today, the White House announced last month. The global HIV epidemic requires a coordinated and united response, the director of the Office of the National AIDS Policy, Douglas Birch, wrote. It said in 2015, we know what it takes to prevent HIV infection and improve the lives of people living with HIV, and we're building on the success of the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. So in memory of those that are no longer with us, we call out their names and we pay tribute because today is the National International World AIDS Day. So our topic today is how to stick with it until you win. It's an update with our special guest, Crystal Talley. Now, Crystal was one of our very first guests back in April of this year. And so she's going to be speaking with us in just a short period of time, because she's going to give us an update of her personal journey, what she's taken, and how she's gotten where she is.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
The name of this health issue that I want to discuss with you now is called Why the Obesity Trend Continues to Climb Unabated in the United States. Obese Americans account for about 13% of the world's obese people, while China and India together, and they have more than 700% of the U.S. population, only accounted for 15% of the total. Now, U.S. health officials report that obesity in America has inched up even more. Right along with it, drug prescriptions for hypertension, diabetes, and depression, and other obesity-related illnesses are also rising with 59%. Check this out, you guys. 59% of American adults are now taking at least one drug. Obesity rates continue to climb in the United States. 38% of American adults were obese as of 2014. That's up from 35% in 2011 and 32% in 2003. Factors contributing to mounting obesity rates include processed food diets, chemical exposures, antibiotic overuse, inactivity, and lack of sleep. Obese children as young as 8 now display signs of heart disease. Food advertisements present false nutritional views. Junk food ads not only confuse and completely miseducate children about nutrition, they also cleverly manipulate parents into making unhealthy choices for their children. As noted by CNN, it is a dual-pronged approach where food manufacturers are targeting kids to pester their parents for these products, and then manufacturers are marketing to parents to get them to think these products are healthy and not to feel guilty about buying them. We got a long way to go. To reverse obesity trends, we must return to a diet of real food. Your weight reflects your lifestyle choices. Rather than focusing on calories, you need to address the quality of the food you eat and avoid chemical exposures. And chemical exposures could be the products that you use in cleaning your house and that type of deal. And when it comes to advertising, keep in mind the whole unadulterated real foods are rarely, if ever, advertised. So if you're seeing an ad for a food that promises to do you a world of good, it's probably misleading. So what is the answer? Eating real food. Buy whole or ideal organic foods and cook from scratch. First of all, this will automatically reduce your added sugar consumption, which is the root cause of insulin resistance and weight gain. And if you buy organic produce, you'll also cut your exposure to pesticides and genetically engineered ingredients. And in ditching processed food, you'll automatically avoid artificial sweeteners and harmful processed fats. Opt for organic grass and meat. So that's to avoid the extra genetically engineered ingredients and pesticides and that kind of deal. And then opt for glass packaging and storage containers. That's to avoid the endocrine disrupting chemicals. So that is a report from Dr. Marcola on Marcola.com. And so we're just passing along some information. This is additional background information for our guest, Crystal Talley, that's coming up. So you're tuned in to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Audience, feel free to give us a call if you'd like to speak on air, 516-531-9819. And just push 1 if you want to talk on live on air. And if you're already on the line, you do the same thing, just push 1. So tonight, December the 1st, we have with us the woman who beat all odds to gain the life she desires. Without job or car, she made a decision and stuck with it until she accomplished her goal. Many of us quit just before we get to the finish line. Crystal is here to share with us what it feels like to accomplish your goals. I just want to read a little bit about Crystal Talley to remind you who she is and to introduce you to those that have listening to us for the first time tonight. So at her highest, Crystal weighed 330 pounds. She started the Nova Max Form contest at 225 pounds, and she had 39.35% body fat. At the end of the contest in March of this year, she weighed 191 pounds with 31.6% body fat. At her last weigh-in, she was 170 pounds with only 26% body fat. So 1 year ago, in December of 2014, Crystal found her high-paying, top leadership role as a government contractor at the Pentagon come to a screeching halt. Suddenly, after years of hard work and dedicated service, this highly successful U.S. veteran, she served 8 years in the Army National Guard, she found all the trappings of career success completely gone. In addition to losing her job, she lost her car because it was repossessed, of course, due to her no longer being able to make the payment. She also survived a 9-1 assault on the Pentagon. She suffered family trauma when her sister murdered their father. The sister is serving life in prison, and then her son was sexually assaulted. So Crystal had all kind of odds stacked against her. So there was not an easy road of just making up her mind if this is what she was going to do to change her life around. So audience, those that are listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, help me to welcome my friend, inspiration, Miss Crystal Talley, to the show tonight. Crystal, welcome.
Thanks, Sandy. Thanks for having me. I got a little emotional listening to my own story.
It's a little deep, you know, when you think of all of that going on in such a short period of time, and then right in the midst of that, you make a decision like, no, this is not going to weigh me down. This has actually come to lift me up.
Exactly. And that was my thought. What really got me on the journey to really change was when I had lost my job, because at that point, you know how you take things and you cover it up. And so for many years, I covered up all of that pain. And so by me having the high-paying jobs and, you know, looking at the materialistic things, all of those things covered up everything. But then when all of those things was gone, that is when it was just only myself. And that's when I had to really, really take a look inside of myself and move forward, you know, because people don't like to stop and take a look at themselves. Because it's a scary road, because you find out a lot of things about yourself, and not just things that are, and I wouldn't say bad, I would say things that are, you know, and then there's the things that are good about yourself. I think that the different things and the good things make you who you are. So you don't want to necessarily call them bad things, because then that puts you into a whole another mindset into thinking negative things about yourself.
So give us an update of what's been going on with you for the last 7 months. That we, you know, we kind of gave a general overview of what you started with a year ago. But what's happened since you've been on the show with us in April?
Wow. Since April, I had entered, actually in 2014 at the end of the year, I had entered into the Novamax Form Challenge, which was sponsored by Max Muscle Nutrition Store. And then I also said, hey, you know, why don't I just do two challenges at one time? You know, I wasn't working. And so I was really, really motivated to change my life. And so I entered in the Goldstream Challenge and I entered into the Max Muscle Challenge. And I won both of them. At the same time,
well,
I won the thank you. I won the Max Muscle Challenge. That was in April, and I won the Gold's Gym Challenge, which was in March. Then during that time, I also wrote a book. And, you know, it was during that time, I wasn't working, so my lights were off, and then they were on, and then the gas was off. And so, you know, many times I had to write by a powered battery light bulb. And so so I was writing my book by that. And I ended up getting the Author's Choice Award for my contributing chapter for the book Get in the Game, in which I became a best-selling author this year in February. And what else? I've got to tell my story on ION TV and some other wonderful, wonderful things have happened, speaking engagements. And then I also got featured in the Max Muscle November-December issue, which came out last month. So pretty excited about the things that are that has happened. And most of all, not just the external weight loss, but the process and the journey of the whole process and the whole journey that I went through was more of an internal process, which was phenomenal. So most people, they look at the outside, they look at the weight loss. The weight loss is fantastic, but that's just a reflection of what I was losing on the inside, a lot of the pain, a lot of the depression, a lot of the negative thoughts and things like that. So my weight loss journey actually started on the inside.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So a lot of that excess baggage, so to speak, that you were carrying was those things that you were hiding from or protected yourself from?
Those were the inner negative because I did experience domestic violence. So I had all of that negative self-talk in my head, and then the sexual assault of my son, and then the murder of my father, and then surviving the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon. I had all of those things in my head, and I carried a lot of that pain. However, I covered it up. And you can continue to try and cover things up for many years, but at some point, if you don't actually deal with that, it's going to come out. It's going to come out some kind of a way. And for me, it came out through obesity and depression. And so by me working at the Pentagon and having a lot of leadership positions, I held a clearance. So the other choice was either do drugs or alcohol. By having a clearance, that was out of the question. So the choice for me was food. And so I medicated with food.
Right, right. That was your drug of choice. We've got a comment in the chat room. They say, way to go, Crystal. I just want to keep you posted as to what people are saying as we go along. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, people are plugged in via phone, via the computer, and so there's all ways of all opportunities for communicating with you. So as we get comments, I'll share them with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And so a lot has gone on, and then when we look at it, it's really only been 12 months since this kind of started. In a competition
right.
format, because you had already started the weight loss process. So I'm sure, were there times when you wanted to stop, when you wanted to give up, that you didn't feel worthy, that it was too much for you? Did you ever have any of those kind of thoughts?
Oh, sure. Catching that bus at 4 in the morning, and it was, you know, I would wake up and it would be cold outside. It would, you know, last winter, we had a lot of snow. So it was many, many mornings that I woke up and I just didn't feel like going. And I'm human, so I had those emotions. However, I didn't let those emotions become a part of this journey. I was pretty mentally focused on my goal, even though some days I didn't want to go, but I still went anyway, because I knew that I wanted to change my life. And a lot of times, you know, people will say, okay, I want to change my life, but they come up with so many different excuses. And I did that before. But if you are serious about changing your life, there's nothing that's going to stop you. No rain, no snow, not anything at all. And sure, I wanted to quit, especially when I didn't have any lights. And I was trying to eat on plan, so I didn't have any lights. The refrigerator was out. Then it broke down. So then I had to get protein from tuna, and that became very dry. And so I would just put barbecue sauce on it to try and get it to stick together and have some sort of a flavor. But after a while, I got sick because of the chemicals in the barbecue sauce and also the mercury in the canned tuna. You can't continue to eat canned tuna. You'll get sick.
Wow.
And so there were times that I wanted to, but I didn't. I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't going to quit. And during that process, it really, really showed me how strong your mind is, because whatever you will your mind to do, your body will follow. No matter, you know, if it's tired, no matter if you don't want to go, if you have that strong will mind, you will go regardless.
And that's why you're my inspiration and my shero, and why every day I'm on Facebook trying to see what you're doing out there. You know, because, I mean, you know, to not have lights is enough to put somebody in depression, or at least sing the "Woe Poe Me" song, you know. But it didn't stop you. You were still getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and catching a bus to go to the gym. You know, there's a lot of people with heat and lights and all kind of conveniences where there's no issues that won't make that kind of dedication or commitment to taking care of themselves.
Correct. And when they get to that point, they will, because everybody is not at that same point in their life. Sometimes your life has to be shaken up and turned around upside down to let you see that what is important and what is not important. And for me, what was important was living. And I wouldn't say just living physically, but living spiritually, living emotionally, because those years, as I look back, I was breathing, I was accomplishing a lot of things, leadership roles, but I was actually dead. I felt like I was dead, and I had all of those things. I had an Infiniti G35, I had money in the bank. And now I don't have a car and I don't have a lot of money in the bank, but I am extremely happy. I am at peace. It seems like I have gained more now since I went through that whole process that I did when I actually had those things, those materialistic things, which are really not that important.
Sounds like you've had a rebirth.
I did. I actually did. And it's awesome because you begin to really see things and appreciate things. And by me catching a bus, I was able to really connect with people, talk to people. It's a whole nother process. And I think when people get to that point, that's when they stop, you know, when things begin to happen. But once you get past that, there is definitely light on the other side. And there's actually light in between getting to the light through the journey. It's just how you look at it. It's how you perceive things and how you see things. You know, if you begin to see that things are bad, then they will be bad. You know, you have
right.
to change your mindset as to, okay, well, I'm catching a bus, but, you know, I'm grateful that I have money to catch the bus. I'm grateful that, you know, even though I had holes in my tennis shoes and my feet got wet some days, I was grateful to be able to go to the gym and work out. And it was just so many, many wonderful things that happened during that whole journey. And, you know, if someone would ask me, would I do it again? I would say yes, because I've grown so much during that whole process. And people think that you grow during the good times. No, you really grow during the challenging moments. That's where growth
right.
begins.
Right. And you were looking for the blessings and the positive. And that's why it wasn't drudgery to you. You know, it was an experience to connect with just the goodness of life. And it is a choice, like you say. You know, you can bemoan it, or you can look at it and rejoice and make the best of it. You know, holes in the shoes and all, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so it was a tremendous experience. And so, you know, when I started, you know, I would wake up at 3 a.m. and I still do. I meditate, and then I'm off. So I meditate twice a day for 20 minutes. And it's just, it has changed my whole mindset and my whole thought process, in addition to eating healthy and also exercising.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So tell us about any other changes. Are you working now, or have you has there been any other changes as far as that goes?
Yes, I am actually working now at the State Department in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's very interesting about that job because they are very supportive of what I do. And they're actually have moved me up to a leadership role. And it wasn't something that I was looking for because I have other aspirations and goals and dreams that I want to achieve. However, you know, one point I was thinking that why can't I become successful in all areas in my life? I was just limiting my own self to just one area. But I've become successful at that particular position there. In addition to I have a they asked me to write an article for the State Department newsletter, which comes out in December, which is sent out domestically as well as internationally. So that is pretty huge.
That's fun.
I have that coming. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And and I decided to compete in a figure contest next year. So I'm training for that. And since I've lost over 160 pounds, I need to get a tummy tuck because I do have some hanging skin. Even though in some of the pictures people are like, oh, you don't have any hanging skin. I'm like, well, the black spandex really covers over that hanging part. So I decided, you know, because I had gotten many questions about the whole process and the procedure, that I'll just go ahead and do a video log of that whole process.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then I have, some products coming out, too, next year. I have some CDs and workbooks in addition to my second book coming out next year.
Well, you go, girl. From holes in the tennis shoes, catching the bus at 4 o'clock in the morning with no light, no job, to you got products, got a good job, you write internationally, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you because that it was your, I still say your attitude was so key in that, you know, to want to get on the bus and look for the good in the people, you know, or in the experience, and to share with them that it just helped you to start your day in such a different atmosphere. So yeah,
right. And the thing about that is, you know, even though there were challenging moments, there were, you know, some moments where I didn't have money for the bus. And so I got to know the bus drivers very well, where they would, you know, see me walking, and then they would pull the bus over and give me a ride. So there were always, you know, people and things that happened along the way that were signs to say, hey, you know, you're on the right path. Just keep going. Just keep going. And so I continued to look for signs, and they were there. And I'm very, very grateful for the bus drivers, the people on Facebook who send me messages, instant messages at 4 in the morning asking me, am I up? Are you up? Are you at the gym? And so I'm grateful for those folks as well. So there have been some really great supportive people along this path.
Excellent, excellent. We got another comment in the chat room. It says, glad to hear you are expanding into your own products, setting up those multiple streams of income. You are headed into a new awesome chapter.
That's Christine.
That's from a listener. So you're still inspiring. Oh, yes, ma'am. You're still inspiring. So let's take a quick break, and then when we get back, we're going to continue with the story from Crystal Talley, how she has come up and is just shooting for the stars after being somewhat, I'm not sure what the word is, because it's not defeated, it's not deflated. She just had a little bit less than a lot of us do, so we're going to return, but let's give Crystal a chance to take a quick break.
Everything gon' be fine.
Trust me.
You can take your own sweet time.
Trust me.
We can take it slow and let this love affair grow into something we both enjoy. If you know me, just get to know me. See how wonderful our life can be if you only just get to know, just get to know me. There'll be no more words.
Trust me.
You're the lead in my story.
Trust me.
You can let it go and leave the past behind. Trust me, peace is what you'll find if you know me. Just get to know me. See how wonderful our life can be if you only just get to know. Just get to know me. Don't make me pay for what others get to you. I'll make you a promise I won't ever do anything to hurt you. Oh, and there's one thing for certain, you should get to know me. All you gotta do, just get to know me. I'm pretty sure you'll see how wonderful life can be.
There was called Get to Know Me by Anthony A.K. King. He's my talented, talented nephew. That's one of his, that is his newest release CD entitled In Time. You can get that on iTunes or directly off of his website at www.anthonyakking.com. And again, the name of that CD is In Time. So welcome, welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I thank you for showing up tonight and being a part of this awesome life event. I'm so excited to decide to join us. So our topic today is how to stick with it until you win. And we have our illustrious celebrity guest speaker with us, Crystal Talley, who has been sharing with us the journey that she's taken, not only from 330 pounds to where she currently is, weighing less than 160 pounds less than what she started, but coming from a place of no transportation, no car, no job, oftentimes no light, no heat. And so she's given us strategies and methods, and it's, a lot of it has to do with the changing of our thoughts, the changing of our internal chatter that we can succeed if we set our minds to it. So welcome back to the show. Crystal, you post pretty regularly on Facebook, and there was two recent posts that you had that I just wanted to see if I could get you to expand on them. Today you had on there that your daughter had asked you for some of your jewelry as her Christmas gift. She didn't want you to purchase anything for her. And could you just kind of tell your share your mental thinking behind that, and what was your final response to her?
Sure. I came home from work, and you know, like I said before, that I had a lot of materialistic things, and so I had a lot of antique jewelry, a lot of expensive jewelry, and I had got to a point where I no longer wore them, even though I liked them. I just was no longer attached to them. So I came home. My daughter was like, Mom, can I, you don't have to buy me anything for Christmas, but can I have some of your jewelry? And I laughed because I thought it was pretty funny, because those things are not important and they have no real value to me any longer. And so I've noticed that I have become detached from a lot of materialistic things and more attached to the things of the spirit, more attached to inner healing, well-being, peace, things that you can't buy, things that I strive and long for and practice on a daily basis. So my thought process was, you can have them. You know, I no longer need them. What I have on the inside of me is more precious than those antique jewels.
Wow.
So I said, you may have them.
And
so
I know that's a part of that whole, that journey that you're talking about, because possibly before you got to where you are, your answer, you would not have even thought about it. It probably would have just been like, no. I'll buy you.
And you're correct. You're correct, because she has asked me for them before, and I would give her a couple pieces here and a couple pieces there. But other than that, I don't believe I would have given her as many pieces that I am going to give to her. And she's my friend on Facebook, and so I don't know if she read that message or not. But I'm going to definitely wrap them up and give them to her. And she said, Mom, so what do you want? I said, well, she said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, some workout pants, some spandex. That would do me just fine. Water bottle. I'm good with that. But, you know, and at this particular moment, I can buy a car. But I just don't feel the urgency or the need to buy one. A gentleman on Facebook posted that I inspired him to give away his car to his daughter.
Wow.
And, yeah, so he said it'll be a different process for him, but he's getting detached from a lot of materialistic things as well, and being more in tune with himself, with God and nature and people.
That, you know, that's so peaceful what you just said. So it brings such a lightness to my spirit just to hear you speak like that, you know, because when we're out obtaining all the material things and we're stressing, our heart is racing, we need to get more than the next person has, and, you know, and that's all about, you know, it creates such struggle in our life and in our body. Our body stops functioning properly, you know, when we're making those comparisons, you know, well, they got more than me, and, you know, I need to catch up and all of like that. So it sounds like a very peaceful place where you are.
I am. And then, and I don't know if I told you the story about when I lost my hair through alopecia, and I think that was a beginning of becoming naked, I would say, and just being who I am. And so there's no wigs, there's no nothing. I claim that I'm going to put on some makeup. I do when I take a picture, but I'm pretty happy and at peace at this place that I'm at now, and grateful.
That's good. That's good. That sounds like a place we should all strive for.
Yeah.
You know, that
it's.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no! I was sitting on a bus. Well, I fell asleep on a bus. But on the morning ride to the bus, I was just sitting there just smiling because, you know, I've never experienced this much peace before. And just to be happy for no reason is a great place to be. It's like regardless mm-hmm. of what may happen, because I almost lost my home during the whole process as well. And I was still happy during that process, and I still have my home. But I think the energy that you put out there is a reflection in how you will return, how you will receive things, and how things will go for you in your life. So I think by putting out positive energy, positive thoughts, you know, not only looking at, not really focusing on your circumstances, but how will I show up in the world? How can I inspire someone else to help change their life? That's the greatest gift.
And hopefully those are your products that you'll be selling next year?
Yes.
Will be tools to help a person to achieve that type of simplicity in their life?
Yes, we're working on the product, and it's broken down in different modules. But I can tell you that it'll focus on spirit, mind, and body, whole transformation of a person.
That's wonderful.
So I'm pretty excited about
that.
Do you
ever just like get yourself like, man, is this really happening? Because you started this year,
mm-hmm.
I guess it was actually in last year when you first started, because you were at that low point, you know, the having things just kind of taken away or removed from your life, not necessarily taken away, but removed from your life, your job, your car, and then to go through all of the other. And this place where you are now, did you envision it? Did you hold the vision while you were in that place of before? And I'm still trying to find a name to call it, you know, where you were as opposed to where you are now.
I kept hold of a vision in my mind as to where I wanted to be, and the vision didn't just include me. My vision was to be able to touch as many lives as possible and to help people to change their life. Some kind of way on a large scale, and that was my vision. And when I initially started posting pictures on Facebook, exercise things, going to the gym, and so on and so forth, that was just motivation for myself.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Accountability to Crystal Tally, and then it just grew into something different. And then people begin to ask questions and instant messaging me and so on and so forth until I just begin to just reach out to them, and it just all happened. I think when you do things in life to help others and not do things selfishly, I think that's when doors open.
Yes.
In a phenomenal, huge way, you know, instead of only thinking about yourself, you think about others and how can you inspire and help someone else to grow. I think that's mm-hmm. when many doors open up for you.
I agree with you totally on that one. You know, we're not on an island by ourselves. We are here, you know, with other humans, and that's the whole game plan to me, you know, is being of service to each other and supporting and inspiring others. Yes. So the other post that you have on Facebook, you briefly spoke about it. And I don't know if you have anything else to add to it, but you said in the process you found me. That was your quote, I believe. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. My thinking when I first read that is what I actually found myself doing. I started to look outside of myself for inspiration, for motivation, for support, for love, and things like that, when all of those things were already inside of myself. And I think a lot of people fall short on their journey to achieve something. I mean, someone can motivate you and someone can inspire you. They can give you these words of inspiration and motivation. But after you leave that particular place or after you leave that conference or that phone call, you have to have that within yourself to move forward. Because sometimes the only person there to inspire and motivate you is yourself. And I remember going through this whole process. You know, even though there were some people around, there were some people that really, really couldn't understand my journey. They, you know, they kind of thought that I was crazy because I was saying, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to become a best-selling author. I'm going to be in a magazine. I'm going to do this. And they're like, well, you don't have a job. And I said, but I am going to do this. And you get all of the negative chatter and the negative feedback. Yeah. But you have to just close that out and reach deep inside of yourself and get that inspiration and that motivation. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times a lot of people look for love, and they don't even love themselves. So it's like, how can you truly love someone if you don't take the time to love yourself? And, you know, they look outside of themselves for a lot of things, and all of those things are on the inside. And you can tell someone who doesn't actually love themselves because they don't take care of themselves. They don't eat properly. They don't eat properly. And especially the way that they talk to other people and treat other people is just a reflection of themselves on the inside.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. In our society, particularly this Western world that we live in, we're taught that we need to look for Prince Charming, who's going to make everything better. And when we give that responsibility over to someone else, like you said, and we don't even love ourselves, the other person won't have a chance, you know, to be able to fulfill that role, because you've got to fill yourself up first. No one can fill you up. So thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
So what are some next steps for you?
Well, the next step for me would be I started preparing for the figure competition. And I think I'm going to take some downtime for the rest of the year because I want to declutter not only of my house and material things, but declutter myself on the inside. So, you know, just to prepare myself for what I have upcoming. But definitely training really hard for the competitions, preparing my body for the surgery and the products and the many wonderful things that will open up for me in 2016.
That's awesome. And the surgery is coming up, and I know that's going to be as delightful as the rest of your life has been, as you have gotten to this side of the mark. You know, you're such a delight, and you're always seeking the lighter side of life. You know, the love side of life, and inspiring other people. And with that type of mindset, you know, you're going to receive all of that goodness that's going to come back to you. So we hold you in the light of a complete recovery.
Thank
you. And, yeah. So what is this figure competition? What's that?
The figure competition is a event sponsored by Max Muscle. And I'm going to do their second competition, which will be in November, which is the Armed Forces competition, which I think is the second week in November. But because I have the surgery, hopefully I'm looking at March the 4th for the date for that. I would have to recover and train, get back to training again. So that's the that's why it seems like it's a long time, but that's not a long time to train for a competition. But it has different divisions. It has fitness, it has figure, it has bodybuilding. So I would do the figure and compete in a group called Masters, which is 50 and over.
So how old are you?
So I'm excited. I'm 51. I'll be 52 in March.
Wow. So that should be inspiration to people, too, you know, over that 50 mark where people think, you know, life stops at 50 and you can't do any of this. And look at how your life is just taking root since you turned 50. That's great.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it has.
That's super. So you just started living.
Exactly. I did. I honestly just started living and
so
appreciating
proud.
Every moment.
Exactly, right. And
yes.
Being thankful for the non-material things. And once you can get to that state, I believe, is when you've arrived at heaven here on earth. You know, when you don't need the car to make you happy, or you don't need the clothes,
mm-hmm.
or you don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
just it's just like you said, what you said, it was though you value the things that you cannot buy. Inside is priceless.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. I wrote it down. I love that quote. So we're going to take a short break, and then I invite any of the listeners that may want to ask a question of you or to make a comment to you to push 1 on your dial to let me know you want to speak on air, live on air. And if you're not on, if you're in the chat room, the number here is 516-531-9819. And push 1, it will alert us that you want to speak and you have an opportunity to ask myself or Crystal a question. So we're going to take just a short break.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. Didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. but I did not. Built a break. No, no, I got to know my own strength.
That was Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength, and that just reminds me so much of Crystal Talley. And, you know, just like Ayanna would say, we must do the work. We are capable and intelligent individuals. We are worthy to be honored and appreciated. Well, welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Our topic today is how to stick with it until you win. It's a discussion on an update with Crystal Talley. Crystal, we have a caller that has a comment, and it's actually my brother William. So, William, you're on the air.
Yeah, Crystal, I just want to share with you. Hi. I just wanted to share with you. I really feel a deep sense of identification with you in your journey, I'm consider myself a student of life and of the mind, and listening just kind of hang on to your every word, and I, as you shared with us this evening, I was constantly thinking, you know, is there some deliberate kind of process that you carry yourself through to change your mindset? Did you just kind of let it happen and just face the experiences from day to day, or did you determine the kind of thinking pattern you wanted to grow into, the kind of thoughts you wanted to dominate your thinking? Did you focus on those kinds of things, or did you just kind of feel the signs, see the signs on the path, and follow those? How did it happen for you?
Well, for me, I definitely look for signs. And first I had to be open. I had to be open to the path. I had to be open as to where I was going, and I had to trust where I was going and what was happening was going to take me where I needed to go. However, I knew that there were some things in me that needed to change, and I was open, and I didn't fight it. I just allowed it to happen so that I would be able to grow. And in my thinking, I can't say that it was 100% positive all of the time. There were moments where I even doubted my path. And so I was constantly reading things that would transform my thought process, in addition to spending a lot of times meditating. I do practice what you call transcendental meditation, and I practice that twice a day for 20 minutes a day. That helps to calm my mind and to help me to see things clearly, and it brings a lot of peace. But I would say I practice a lot of transformation of thought, and studied a lot of those types of topics, and not only studied them but actually lived them, and let go. You know, you can't go through the process or go through the journey holding on to things that you need to let go of. You have to be brave. You have to let go of fear and just allow and just be. And that's just what I did.
I love it. You know, the word you, I've heard you say that several times during the course of the exchange, and that is that you not only studied, but you actually lived the change. I think it's so important, you know, to actually, you know, when you think a thing is one level, when you discuss a thing is another level. But when you actually live it, that's a whole other level completely. Yeah, and I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And thank you, William, for calling in.
Yes.
Any of the other listeners, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment to Crystal, just push one. It will alert me that you would like to speak on air, and we'll keep rolling with Crystal. And, you know, Crystal, I don't know how many years ago it's been that we first met, but I just find myself every day thankful that you crossed my path and have been such an inspiration and such a blessing to me. And I appreciate you so much for the journey that you're on. A lot of times things that we do and the paths that we travel on, it has nothing to do with us but the lives that we will impact. And you have accepted that responsibility so graciously, and you look to serve other people. And I want to say thank you from myself and from the audience, especially for being so open and sharing so freely of yourself tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. And I think that you have to be transparent. I think that is, you know, sometimes people get to a particular point in their life, whereas, you know, you may meet someone and they're already a CEO or they have already reached their goals, but you never see their process. And then you believe within yourself that you can achieve it because you see everybody else already at that particular spot. But I think by being transparent and allowing someone to see you go through the process gives them hope as well. To know that, hey, you know, I can get there also. So
right.
That's why I just, you know, post my transparency on Facebook, because greatness is not just for one person. Greatness is for everybody.
Right. I love your attitude. Just absolutely love your attitude.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, it's my pleasure. I mean, just totally. So update us, and so you told us that you've got products coming out. You've got the tummy tuck going on in a couple of weeks or so. You'll be training for the figure competition next year, and you've got a new book coming out. So how can people get in contact with you, like if they wanted to get additional inspiration, or if they wanted to get additional help with themselves going on a journey such as yours to tone up your body, you know, and it's really interesting. I look at those pictures that you post, you know, and so you got one. Is that like 330, that one where your midsection is just kind of like rippling over and stuff?
Yeah, that you talking about the one with my back?
Yes.
Yes, that was 330 pounds. And the interesting thing about those pictures, that particular picture, is that when I was 330 pounds, my kids would take pictures of me like that, because they wanted me to see exactly how I looked. And
it was
in their own little way of trying to help me to lose weight. And because obesity doesn't only just affect you, but, you know, there were many, many, many roller coaster rides that I didn't get on with my kids. And there's many, many other activities that I would have liked to do with them, but I couldn't because I was so big. And when I thought that I could fit in a roller coaster, when I took them to, it wasn't Six Flags, it was King's Dominion, and it was a very embarrassing moment because I went to get on a roller coaster, and it wouldn't close, so I had to get off, and, you know, the kids continued on the ride. So, yes, that there's many pictures of me where they just took pictures. And I remember when I won the challenge, my daughter gave me a hug and said, "I have my mommy back."
Wow.
Which was a very emotional moment because, you know, obesity, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your whole family and people who love and care about you as well.
Right. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I shared that article in the beginning was to set up, you know, the statistics, that obesity is really on the rise here, particularly in the United States as compared to some of the places that we call, you know, underdeveloped countries and things like that, so that we need to be very mindful of what we're ingesting and paying more attention so that our lives are not out of control and becoming unhealthy because we're consuming processed foods and, you know, things like that. So,
That's true. That's a whole nother topic with the addictive chemicals that they put in the food. I mean, sugar is, you know, more addicting than cocaine.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you have all of these GMO products, you know, which are very, very addicting. Then you have the products that are labeled diet foods, which is terrible for you. The diet sodas are terrible for you. The regular sodas are terrible for you. So, you know, when you were talking earlier about that, the most important thing is to, if you can get, you know, grass-fed beef and grass-fed chicken, you know, if you're not vegetarian, you know, you won't have those chemicals. And those chemicals make you depressed. And, you know, you wonder why kids are, you know, doing a lot of things and misbehaving in school. It's because, especially with school lunches, you know, all that sugar and additives in there. So that's really making the world sick.
Exactly.
But that's a whole another topic.
Exactly. Well, you're right. It's another two or three shows right there.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So you're on Facebook, so people can reach you through Facebook?
Yes, they can. They're more than welcome to go to my fan page, and that's Crystal Tally. Or you're more than welcome to friend me on Facebook, which is Crystal Tally as well. The fan page, it has book underneath, so that's how you would know that you are on the fan page. But you're more than welcome to reach out to me, whether on the fan page, you know, either on the fan page or on my personal page.
And do you have a website yet, or is that in the making?
So, right, the website is still in development, but that is crystaltally.com.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that with us. And so my incredible friend here, the Max Muscle competition winner, the Gold Gym competition, the Author's Choice Award winner for her book, Crystal Tally, has shared with us tonight the obstacles, the challenges, the just the path of life that she's overcome in order to get where she is today, which is in such a very positive, peaceful, affirming life where she's able to clear her life of materialistic obstacles and to just truly get to be in a place where she's in love with love and getting to know herself. So, Crystal, once again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I know you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that time Well, you know, we got one more.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see who this is.
Okay.
It's caller 940-535. State your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or concern, please. Caller 940-535. Maybe they changed their mind. So we're gonna close up. Oh.
Okay.
Well, we got one more person. The
okay.
Unidentified caller. Go right
Hello.
Ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How
Hi.
Are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just listening to your show, and I definitely want to say, Crystal, you are definitely an inspiration, okay, because I used to study public speaking, and I had to take some time off from school, so
mm-hmm.
I had no motivation to get back into it, but based on your experience and your motivation, I think I can definitely return back to school with confidence, knowing that I might be a little bit rusty in some areas, but I'll claim
mm-hmm.
my mantra statement and just go with the flow until I achieve
yes.
my-
Yes, yes. I'm very excited for you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in. And you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
Yes. I mean, I kept telling myself, like, how am I going to jump back into things? And every time I think about it, I just kind of get a little lazy and get back into what I did not do. Focusing
mm-hmm.
on my past mistakes, and it has gotten nowhere.
Yeah, sometimes when we think about something, we think ourselves out of it.
Yes.
We think ourselves out of it. My trainer, you know, I'm up to flipping the 370-pound tractor trailer tire, and so his thing is, don't think about it. Just flip it. Don't think about it. You're thinking about it. You're stalling. Don't think about it. So I've learned to apply that to other areas in my life that I know that it's something that I should be doing, but sometimes we'll get there and we think about it and think about it and we don't do it. So, you know, if it's something that you truly want to do, just do it.
Okay.
Just do
All right.
it.
I most certainly will.
Okay, I'm excited for
you. Can I stick with the motivation and the mantras, like saying it every single day, even if I have to say it multiple times a day, I'm just going to keep at it, and I'll keep you in
yes.
mind, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Crystal. And we're going to be closing
You're
up
welcome.
Here for tonight. And so just for you, I started the beginning of the show with a affirmative reading, and I wanted to let you know that I publish daily inspirational messages to help get you started each day with a positive thought. That was just a small sampling of a complete message. You can subscribe to the daily messages at Rev Sandy, that's R-E-V, sandy.wordpress.com, and they'll be delivered to your email automatically each day. So today's opening affirmation was once again just a small part of that. And they come out every day. They're very positive, very uplifting, and will start your day with a bang. So we are closing up for this show, and it seemed like the time just went so extremely fast. But Crystal was incredibly awesome in sharing her story, her journey, her triumphs, and how she got to where she was. She never once called anything a defeat, but she used it all as a learning. And so she was able to accomplish and to overcome and to make victories out of everything that appeared on her path. It's funny when you talk about in 2015, a person is walking around with holes in their shoes, but, you know, that was just motivation for her to get up and get to the gym and to do what she had to do. So once again, my heart is just filled with compassion and so much love and support that goes out to my friend Crystal Talley. So I thank you for joining me today on Life, Love, Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You know, we do this every week. We talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development. We talk about self-discovery and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone else, but especially who we are. And we then are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. And I'll see you next week, same time at the same channel. And until that time, until next week, may you forever live in divine wellness. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight that you decided to join us. Peace be with you. Bye. Bye.